Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Wes Morgan, general manager of Rolling Hills Gin in New London, North Carolina. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
From a farmer standpoint, I think there's a lot of benefits. And coming into the gin, we don't see a lot of benefits. Sometimes some headaches because it's different. For one thing, I think that's the biggest thing, it's different. The Case IH mini modules don't require a lot of change from a ginning standpoint. They're not a whole lot different, which is good. And the round ones do require some changes with the trucks, some changes in the gin, some of which may be minor, some of which may be major. You can get the plastic wrap off of a round John Deere module somewhere between $3 and $300,000. And depending on your gin and you know what you're doing, either one of those might be correct for that gin. So we do see the round plastic ones do have some benefits as far as shedding water a little better, that kind of thing. But it is very different. It's just going to take people a few years to get used to all the different things like that.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Case IHs, you have to, in general terms, you have to pick up two places in the field. It's a little more time. Truck has to back up, get square with two different ones and pick them up. So that's a little different. They're generally not packed quite as tight as regular modules, so that causes a little problems, a little more loss, not tremendous, but some more loss. And then the round ones, it's a single pickup point, so it's just like picking up a regular module. If they're lined up straight, which that's the farmer's responsibility, so a little communication should fix that. But if they're round up straight, the biggest thing is once they get on the gin yard, how long they sit. The round ones, we've ginned some 2, 3, 4 months old, and you know they're great. They're just like the day they were put up. The mini modules are a little bit looser. You got double the amount of cracks to go through. It might cause a problem in a gin, might not. If it's wet, the new round system weathers a lot better. So if you've got a rainy season, you're going to have a lot better luck with the round ones versus the regular ones, or the mini ones seem to be a tick worse on the moisture side of things.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I think the biggest thing that I've heard the last couple of years is whatever you're doing, you need to have a plan. Because I had a fellow ginner talk to me the other day. His growers, nobody has a round picker. But a custom harvester came into the neighborhood with a round picker and picked, so he had to come up with a way of ginning it. And you don't want to be forced into something there in the last minute that'll hurt your throughput of your gin. I've talked to a guy that chose a way to do it, had a lot of loose cotton on his feeder. He couldn't get it bunched up good and wasn't able to feed his gin very well. So instead of ginning 30 bales an hour, he was ginning 20. You know, think ahead, try to get a plan together and how you're going to do it. Be forward thinking down the road because it's coming.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Originally, everybody looked at it as a big obstacle. This is costing the gin money. This is different. We don't like change. I have yet to hear a ginner complain about the cotton inside of the plastic wrap. So that, I think, is the key. Once you get past the it's different, we got to spend money, we got to do something with plastic, all these different changes, once you get past that, the package, the cotton that's in that package is generally excellent. Not near as many wet spots, not, you know, very consistent, very good running stuff. I didn't realize how much a regular module soaked water up out of the ground, soaked it up out of the air, all those kind of things. It just seemed to be a lot better in this round package. And once you get over the being different and new kind of thing, I think everybody's going to see that it's a pretty good way of going.